This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 68% of child laborers are working unpaid for their families. 98 million children labor in agriculture, including fishery and forestry jobs. 59% of the hazardous work done by children is in agriculture. By geo-regions, 8.8% of children in Latin America and the Caribbean are children, 8.4% in the Middle East and North Africa, 9.3% in Asia and the Pacific, and 21.4% in sub-Saharan Africa. New York City has 1.2 million open warrants for all manner of small offenses. Some date back to the 1970s. In Brooklyn, they number 260,000, accumulating at a rate of about 16,000 a year. A new program is allowing many to come in on Saturdays and try to clear these warrants based on a program tried successfully in Tulsa and Jersey City. Twitter is introducing a feature, new feature, called Moments, which is an effort to slow down and curate the flood of random and confusing information and give it some timely coherence. As seen in Moments, Twitter's future may be establishing that it is the one place to find out exactly what has been happening in the world very recently. Recalculating student debt based not on the average default rate but the non-payment rate indicates that the student debt problem may be much worse than realized. College football attendance averaged 44,190 last season, the lowest figure since at least 2003, according to the NCAA. Some schools are adding selling beer and alcohol to increase interest and revenue. The Southeastern Conference forbids such sales by its member teams to general customers. UAW and Fiat Chrysler have announced a tentative agreement. One of the big issues that was on the table leading to earlier contract rejection was whether Fiat Chrysler would accept a cap on the number of lower-paid factory workers. More than 40% of Fiat Chrysler's hourly workers are considered entry-level and they are paid $9 to $12 an hour, less than the $28 earned by veteran employees. Amazon has launched handmade for artisan-only items to take a piece of the market from Etsy, which found opposition from its craftspeople when it allowed outsourcing of some of the work. Amazon is now a larger retail enterprise in terms of gross revenues than Walmart. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.